Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
ما خصما ولا حكما فأنت تعرف كيد الخصم والحكم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا ولا حبيبك خير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. Respected listeners, we come to our قصيدة بردة الدرة الفردة شرح قصيدة البردة. And this is the exclusive pearl explaining, detailing Qasida Burda. So we come to the first stanza. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq, understanding. Another intention that comes to mind, and I said I have to share this with you people, is that when you are learning Qasida Burda, you'll come across a lot of words. Now these words, it's got inner meanings to it. And our intention should be this as well, that I want to learn these words because most of the time, many words are actually, it is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. So by understanding this word, take the word qalb. Qalb, if you just see qalb, qallaba yuqallibu taqliban, it means to incline. So sometimes you're inclining towards this, sometimes you're inclining towards that. And qalb, you know, we're not speaking of a kalb. Kalb, that's a dog. But qalb, qaf, every letter, how it's pronounced, everything preserved. Now you've understood Surah Al-Hijr. And this is verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Every letter, everything, its pronunciation, where, which part of the mouth it must come from, which teeth are used to pronounce it, all of this is mentioned, is protected. And Allah Azza wa Jal has all of this in this verse of the Quran Sharif, whether you're speaking of the grammar, whether you're speaking about the letters, the pronunciation, the ahadith, everything is protected. This deen is protected. So, coming to this now, qalb, the heart. So you know the heart, sometimes it's inclining towards this, sometimes it's inclining towards that. That is why the inclinations change over time. And we said to you, قَلَّبَ يُقَلِّبُ تَقْلِيبًا. So if you go into the philology of it, sometimes the heart inclines towards this, sometimes the heart inclines towards that. The heart changes all the time. Sometimes we are feeling spiritually activated, and other times we are feeling spiritually down. And this is natural to feel like this. Imagine, it is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and it is Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu. They come out, Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu expresses his condition. Look how much focus, emphasis they had on the heart, and how this heart must be developed. So he mentions to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that this is my condition. When I'm sitting with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I feel like I can see Jahannam. I can see everything is, it's just, it works on me. And then when I come out of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's company, I go to my family's house and then I feel like a different. Hanzala has turned munafiq, he says. He's saying, I'm not saying, I'm saying quoting. And this incident is famous in Fadail Amal. So, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, listening to this, says Abu Bakr has become munafiq. These are the highest of the highest. And here you get these people who swear, castigate, use all these derogatory words against these honorable Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where we said to you that after Anbiya alayhimu salam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, within themselves they have ranks. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, after Anbiya alayhimu salam, is number one. So, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says now about his condition, that this Abu Bakr has turned munafiq. And then they say, let's go and approach Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if your condition had to remain constant all the time, as it is when you're in my company, then the angels would make musafaha with you. The angels would greet you. if your condition was such. So look at the, that was their levels, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their high status, yet they had experienced this too. So imagine our condition when we are faced with so much of this, where it is closer to Qiyamah and our iman is deteriorating too. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yusbihu ar-rajul mu'mina wa yumsi kafira. Person in the morning wakes up Muslim, goes to, at night he's a kafir. And like this, vice versa. So this continuously plays this, we, and how does it play out so much? More so in today's times, because when you sleep, before you sleep, are you reciting what you're supposed to recite? You know, our grandparents, they had kalima, radde, kuf, they make sure they read the kalimas. And they read all of this here. And if you look at the meanings of it, it's beautiful meanings, but we must see what is sunnah, what comes from ahadith, all of this. And then recite that before we sleep. And then our iman will be protected. And this is, we should see from all angles, waking up in the morning then to, how am I protecting my iman? Anyway, coming back to this now. These words, you're going to find a lot of words that we do. And it has its roots, either the root word which you mentioned to you, mustar, and this is found in the Quran Sharif. And what does it actually, like today we'll do? أَمِنْ تَذَكُّرِ جِيرَانٍ بِذِي سَلَمٍ مَزَجْتَ دَمْعًا جَرَى مِنْ مُقْلَةٍ بِدَمٍ مَزَجْتَ دَمْعًا جَرَى مِنْ مُقْلَةٍ بِدَمِي. That Allama Busayri Rahimullah, he is saying, before we go into what he said, you have to understand that he's in this hopeless state. But his hopelessness doesn't drive him towards kufr. Rather, there is still a major element of hope in it, because he's reciting these couplets. And that is what we're saying. You have to live between hope and fear. That's how we have to move about through this life. So when you're going through this, he's in this, remember, he's sick, his limbs are paralyzed, and he is now looking, this is his solution. So he starts off this couplets, he starts off this poem, and he says, أَمِنْ تَذَكُّرِ جِيرَانٍ بِذِي سَلَمِي مَزَجْتَ دَمْعًا جَرَى مِنْ مُقْلَةٍ بِدَمِي. Let's go through the words, word by word. Letter for letter, you know, amin, where we're finding this, this is called in Arabic, hamza istifhamiya. It's to raise a question, is. Now he's trying to go back, he's trying to find the root cause of this love. And he's trying to, you know, the poets, they go through a deep level to explain such what is going through their hearts, through their minds. But at the same time, consistency is maintained in terms of their fluency, and also keeping up to the level of that poetry-like expression. That all is maintained. Remember, poetry, for no reason, that is impermissible. You cannot do it. But these poets, these poems, that is going to enhance you to do good work. It's going to enhance you, ibadah we speak of. It's going to enhance your love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for Allah azza wa jal. Then there's no doubt that this is acceptable. So he's trying to go into and connect with himself. And he's seeing within himself, what is this love? And you know, a poet. In fact, just yesterday I was asking my daughter, I said, do you like I tell you a story and I just say, you know, this, clearly everything? Or do you like that I go into explain everything behind the details and then I open up everything? She said, I love when you explain and you go into the details. That's what I love. You must go into it and explain details. It makes it interesting. You want to know what's next. So to capture your attention, Allama Busayri Rahimullah doesn't say who's his lover from the beginning, but rather he poses these questions to himself to then make it known eventually who is the lover. But first, we want to create that level of curiosity. So he says, Amin tadhakkuri jiranim bidhi salam. He says, is it because, so I said, that is Hamza istifhamya. Min has many meanings. So here it is to explain, to give it that level of what is it really that is making me love this particular destination where he's going towards. He doesn't want to say the name as yet. So he wants to keep it. Is it a place? The reader for the first time or the listener for the first time, he's wondering who is the lover here. Amin tadhakkuri jiranim bidhi salamin. Is it due to the remembrance? Now let's take this word here, tadhakkuri, which is here, tadhakkuri. Tadhakkur, if you see, this is a mister. It's a root word, right? It comes from dhakara yadhkuru. This word is mentioned many times in the Quran Sharif. Dhakara yadhkuru. So it all scales and all of that, it's going to confuse the general listener. So we're going to keep to sort of basics. So if you take dhakara yadhkuru, dhikran. So on the dal, there is a kasra, dhikran. This year means to remember something with the tongue, dhikran. Dhikran kathira. You'll find Allah Azza wa Jal for this particular ibadah of remembering Allah, remember Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance. Dhikran kathira. Right. Then when you come, you take another from the same word, you get another root word, mustar, which goes dhukran. Dhukran, so it's got a dhamma on the dal. On the dal, it's got a dhamma, dhukran. So here, this means now to remember something with the heart. And here is the second meaning. Allama Busayri rahimullah is remembering something with his heart. He remembers his paralyzed limbs. He wants Allah's forgiveness to shower dawn upon him. And at the same time, he's presenting this, a whole load of emotions. And he's remembering this with the heart. So dhukran, we'll say here. Now, jiran. Amin tadhakkuri jiranin. Jiran. What's the meaning of jiran? Jiran comes from the word jar. Jar, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about the jar. Who is the jar? Jar is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. See, I told you, we are going to learn words and this is going to enhance our vocabulary of the Quran Sharif, inshallah. So, jiran, it comes from this word jar. The plural of jar is jiran. Jarun, the plural of jarun is jiran, and this means neighbors. If you look in the verse of the Quran Sharif, if you turn to Surah An-Nisa, a whole chapter which is titled after woman. You won't find Surah Ar-Rijal, but you found Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4. If you turn to verse number 36, Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse,
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا.
So to enhance our understanding of the Quran Sharif, we should turn to verse number 36 of Surah An-Nisa. Then take note, what does Allah Azza wa Jal tell us in this verse? Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ, worship Allah Azza wa Jal, وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, and do not commit shirk with anything with Allah Azza wa Jal. Do not associate with Allah, with Him, anything. And be good to parents. Look after that. Parents comes. Mother's Day once a year, 12th May, sometimes 14th May. What is that? That's absolutely nothing. Mother's Day, love for the parents every single day. This is it. Make dua for them. Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. And you're going to add other duas. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. You'll make all these supplications for your parents, deceased, not deceased. You make dua for them and you show love every single day. So this year is وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Then look, وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى. So what is وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى? You're close. This means kinsmen, family members, as well, وَالْيَتَامَى, the orphans, as well as the needy, wal masakin, the needy, wal jari dhil qurba, this is where we're drawing your attention to, wal jari dhil qurba. So jar, we said the plural of jar is jiran, which is in our first stanza here, jiran, right, jiran, wal jari dhil qurba, the close neighbor, wal jari al junubi, and the far neighbor. So this is jiran. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stressed so much about this. If you go to hadith, it is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. Ma zala jibrilu yusini bil jar hatta dhanantu annahu sayuwarrithuhu. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Jibril alayhi salam continually advised me about a neighbor until I thought that he would make him, meaning the neighbor, my heir. That's how much Jibril alayhi salam had advised me about the neighbor, the importance of the neighbor. If you take this word jar, so you get jar, jarun alay, jara alay, jarun alay, dhulam wa ziyadati. So this means what? To cause oppression. Jarun alay, to cause oppression. Jarun bihi, jara bihi, to take refuge. When it is used like this, jara bihi, this is to take refuge with someone. That is why a neighbor is called a neighbor, because you tend to take refuge from your neighbor. He's there on the borders of your house. He takes, and if you maintain, think about this, if you maintain good ties, whether they are Muslim, non-Muslim, of course, when they are non-Muslim, you still have to be kind to them. You cannot violate their rights. You cannot play loud. If you want to play loud qiraat and it's disturbing the neighbor, you have to put the qiraat softly. Listening to Quran Sharif is very, it's rewarding. But now you're putting it so loud, you are disturbing, distracting the neighbor. That now becomes haram. You can't. Even if it's a non-Muslim neighbor, see kindness to the neighbors. Even if it's a non-Muslim neighbor, you can send now and then something for them. And more so when it is your family member and they are a neighbor. More so when it is a family member. More so when it is a Muslim. So all of this you have to take into consideration. They're on the borders of your house. If you stand up for them, one day they will stand up for you. So maintaining that family ties. If it's a neighbor who's a family member, if it is a neighbor who's a Muslim, if it's a neighbor who's a non-Muslim, you still have to be kind. So all of this put into consideration. So we said to you, when you use it with bihi, then this means to take refuge. Jiran. So, bidhi salamin. Now we go to the salamin. Amin tadhakkuri jiranim bidhi salamin. The salam, du salam, you will say if you're taking it out. So, you'll know you get one is du, and one is you get sahib. They both have the similar meaning. It's to show that this belongs to someone. This item belongs to, or this person, if I'm using it in the sense of an item, or I'm using it in the sense of a person, it's a companion, right? So sahib and du. Allahu dhul arsh, right? The possessor of the arsh is Allah Azza wa Jal. The difference between du and sahib, when you are using du will mean that the one whom this belongs to, he is more honorable. Dhul Arsh, the owner of the Arsh. So that means Allah Azza wa Jal is more honorable than the Arsh. And if you say, Ashabun Nabi, Ashabun Nabi, Sahibun Nabi, Sahibun Nabi, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the companion of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when you're using Sahib, then the Mudaf al-Ilay, the Mudaf Ilay. Now this is Arabic technical terms, that which the, it is a Sahabi, a companion of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's companion. When using Sahib, then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will of course be more honorable than the Sahabi. The only reason Sahaba become honorable because of that direct companionship with Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for a moment, even if they didn't see, but they spent time and they passed away with Iman, but Sahabi radiallahu anhu and Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So now the first portion of the stanza we've understood, inshallah. Amin tadhakkuri jiranin bidhi salamin. Let's put the whole puzzle together now. Allama Busayri rahimullah is saying, is it due to the remembrance of the neighbors of Dhu Salam, of Dhi Salam? Why was Dhu Salam called, why is it called here, like in this particular stanza, Dhi Salam? So they mention that because there was a particular tree, and this tree's name was, if you search it, you can find it also, it's called Salam, Salama, Salama. And because this tree's were quite famous all around, so they began to, the people began to know the, and this place here, if you have to see, where is this place? This place is in between Medina Munawwara and Makkah Mukarrama. In between Medina Munawwara and Makkah Mukarrama. So they say it's a tree that is similar to the pilu tree. You know these miswaks that we use, pilu. So they say it's similar in terms of its color, etc. So it's a place that is between Medina Munawwara and Makkah Mukarrama. Now, Allama Busayri rahimullah is using his geographical skills to get to the ideal place where he wants to get to. Let's take a GPS. So first we're going to Dhu Salam. In this context, Bidhi Salam, not to confuse the listeners. So Dhi Salam, Dhu Salam. Is it because of the neighborhood of Dhu Salam that is their remembrance that is causing? And is causing what? That is causing this, and we go to our next line here. Mazajta. Mazajta dam'an jara min muqlatin bidamin. Mazajta dam'an jara min muqlatin bidami. Mazaja, if you see this word, mazaja, it comes from the word, if you see on the scales, for those who know Arabic, nasara yansuru. Mazaja yamzuju. This, if you see, if you compare it to another word which is also used in the similar context, khalata. So it both means to mix. The only, you will find a difference in terms of, with regards to when you're using this word here, mazajta, mazaja. When you are using this here, then the rule here, the principle is that that which it is mixed with, it has to be more. When we are making coffee, tea, for those who love sugar, Allah give us the tawfiq, but it's our weakness, but to appreciate the bounty of health, may Allah grant us the tawfiq to cut down if it's going to be healthier. But then we tend to cut down, those dieting, they cut down on sugar, but then check the baking, check this, take it on a whole scale, and then see. I may not be a love of baking so much, but my sugar, when I have it in my tea, it's quite a bit. But basically, you've got to see your overall consumption. But I'm just saying this to you so you understand this word. Some people, they have so much sugar, they tell me sometimes, you should rather mix your tea with the sugar. Normally what we say, I'll mix the sugar with the tea. I'll mix the sugar with the tea. So the tea is a lot, and I'm going to mix the sugar in there, so because that's in quantity, it's quite less. But they say, to be sarcastic, they say, you should rather take the tea and mix it in the sugar. Meaning that the sugar content is so much that you should rather take the tea and mix it in the sugar. Why I'm saying this to you is because if I say to you, مَزَجْتُ الْمَاءَ بِاللَّبَنِ, I mixed the water with the milk. So when I'm saying I mixed the water with the milk, I'm saying that the milk is more and the water that I'm going to put in there is less. The water content is less, the milk is much more. مَزَجْتُ الْمَاءَ بِاللَّبَنِ, I'm mixing the water with the milk. So this we understand. Now, if you see, so that's mazajta. He's saying you mixed, right? Translation word for word. You mixed. Dam'an. Dam'an is a tear. When you're crying, a tear falls out. This tear, imagine who would have thought. People have gone even into study the taste of this tear. So, in Urdu, you say ansu. And in Arabic, the plural of dam'un, mazajta dam'an. So the plural of dam'an is dam'un. The plural is dumu'un, dumu'un, tears. Right. What is dam'un? This is ma'un malihun yasilu min al-'ayn, sakhirun inda al-huzni, baridun inda al-surur. So it is a salty water that comes out, flows from the eye when you are sad, depressed. You just can't handle, contain yourself, and the tear falls down. Sakhinun inda al-huzni. It is the temperature of this water. It is hot when it is due to, when you're crying because of depression, you're crying because of pain, you're crying because of something that occurred. So sakhinun means hot. عند الحزن, during that depression, during that pain. And when you are happy, باردٌ عند السرور, when you are happy, the tear is cold. Allah Azza wa Jal, how He creates, what wisdom, we can't even begin to understand. What, this is Allah Azza wa Jal's creation. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Search within yourselves. Have you not taken lesson? Did you not see? So all of this brings us to this point that Allama Busayri Rahimullah is addressing himself. You've brought yourself to this. مَزَجْتَ دَمْعًا. You mixed tears. جَرَى Yajri comes from Daraba Yadribu. Jara Yajri. It means to flow. Min from Muqlatin. Muqlatin. It's called the eyeball. So you take the black part, the white part, the eyeball. That is called Min Muqlatin. And if you see the eye, it's more or less just about seven. If you have to take out your eye and place it on a scale, it's more or less about 7 grams, the eye. The eye, and it's, they've gone into the study of the eye. What beautiful facts can you see? I'm saying, what beautiful facts can you see? Because to read those facts, you need eyesight. Allah, look at the different colors. We've forgotten to appreciate what Allah has gifted us. Go and ask those people, and let me just say, yeah, strange is it so that those with no eyesight, you know, Haji Abdul Hamid Saab, who comes and joins us sometimes for an interview, his daughter is blind, cannot see, but she learned the meanings of the Quran Sharif, cannot see, but she's a hafidha, cannot see, but she reads Tarawih, cannot see. All of this, how does it happen? Teaching others Braille in Arabic, which was never to be heard of, only one person knew it. And she learned it from her, and now she's teaching others. We that have all this, alhamdulillah, this capabilities, but we are not utilizing it in the right. It's Allah Azza wa Jal describes us as spiritually blind. We are the ones that are blind. Anyhow, Muqlatin, this year is called your eyeball. Bidami. So we said to you, based on our principle, when you are using this word, Mazaja. Mazajta dam'an. You mixed the tears, that's from our eyes, right? Tears from the eye. Jaramim muqlatin, which flows from the eyeball. Why eyeball? We say inner, eye, outer, every portion. That's totally. Mim muqlatin, right? Bidami. And we said, according to the law, the qaida, the principle of this word, mazaja, that you are mixing something with something that is more. That content which you're going to mix it with is much more. So this tear is mixed with blood. The blood content is more. The depth of the poet is, who can even understand, comprehend it? He's saying that you mixed the tear that flows from the eyeball with blood. Now let's put the whole sentence into translation. Amin tadhakkuri jiranim bidhi salam mazajta dam'an jaramim muqlatim bidami. Is it, remember he questions himself in the first part of this, is it due to the remembrance of, remember we said remembrance with the heart, the remembrance of the neighborhood of Dusalam, of the Salam, that you mixed the tears, you mixed a tear, and here it's sometimes you're going to use the individual, you're not going to use the plural, you're going to use singular, but you meaning the plural sometimes. Mazaj the dam'an, when you do this, what does it do? It gives that effect of having much more emphasis. One tear, just one, that one tear, even if you go into that depth, we explain that one tear. Mazaj the dam'an, you mixed a tear that flowed from your eyeball with blood. Is it this? Is it the remembrance of Dusalam? Where is Dusalam? Dusalam? It is a place in between Makkah and Medina Munawwara. This is what we explained to you. Now, moving forward, we look at certain other aspects of this stanza, which was utilized. You know about Layla and Majnoon, right? Just to give you how poets work and operate, but albeit this was for a good purpose. But Layla Majnoon, that was no real. It's just you take certain things and you. But in terms of meaning, what does it have? But to understand poets, they utilize areas, surroundings, geographical locations to get to the person. It's like in their hearts, they have this whole map. In their brains, they have all these ideas. And it's synchronizing the heart and the brains together, and they're coming up, and this is now expressed on the tongue of theirs. You know, it was Majnoon. What did he say? Amurra ala diyari diyari Layla. And he said, I pass through the walls of Layla. Uqabbilu. أقبل ذا الجدار وذا الجدار وما حب الديار شغفنا قلبي ولكن حب من سكن الديار. He says, I kiss the walls, but this walls, it's not the person, it's not the walls that I love. I love the person who stays within the precincts of this walls. That's who I love. But now because of that, the walls have become beloved too. That's just futile. There's no meaning in it. But when this love is directed and it has purpose, it has an objective, it loves the walls of Medina Munawwara, then this becomes rewarding too. You're sitting there, imagine Sheikhul Hadith, we complain only once we can go to the Rawda Mubarak. Shaykh al Hadith Mulana Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali wouldn't rush to go so many times, once or twice, and then two, the rest of the times he'll be standing on the outside walls. And he would spend 3 hours at a time, Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil, and then he'll read, O the one who's wrapped in a shawl, then he'll read the whole Suratul Muzammil. Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir, read the whole of Suratul Muddathir. It wasn't a rushed and selfie moment and gone. This is disrespect, haram. You're desecrating. You are there right by Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Stay away from this, O Ummah. The walls, the Kaaba Sharif, because it's Baytullah, it becomes honorable. Look at Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, if it wasn't for Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam kissing you, referring, speaking to the black stone, Hajri Aswad, I would have not kissed you. Because you can't benefit, you can't harm. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam did it, that is why I'll do it. See, everything then becomes Nabi Karim sallallahu, it's like you have constantly this, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam did this, I must also do it. That is what you call activating of love. And we said to you the philology of words. And when you see fattabi'uni, then you know tabi'a means a calf. And if you ever have witnessed, I saw it with my own eyes and I was totally amazed, stunned. That when this cow, the mother, and the calf, when they both, you'll see, wherever the mother goes, then the calf also goes. The calf also goes. This was something really amazing to see. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq in that. So that's what means tabi'a, to follow in footsteps exactly. So everything, the surroundings, everything becomes honorable. If you see, we just take out a few points from here, from this particular poem. If you see in the book, it's called Asiratun Nabawiyah, Ibn Hisham. In this particular kitab, it is mentioned about Dhu Salam. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam was going, making hijrah. So you know, from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. He didn't choose the normal route. He took another route. In that other route that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam took, you'll find this place called Dhu Salam there. So this year, if you want reference for this, you should see it and you can find it, inshallah. You'll find it in all of these. It's called the Atlas Sirah Nabawiyah. And on page 76, you'll find this there. Atlas Sirah Nabawiyah. That's how it says. So you'll find it there on page number 76. It is mentioned. Everything stipulated in details. Now, going forward, when you put all of this into perspective, when you look at the eloquence that has been utilized in this particular stanza, there's something that is called Bara'atul Istihlal. What is Bara'atul Istihlal? When I'm speaking, I'm going to say something to you now. As I'm speaking to you, I'm already giving you hints of what my topic is on. So if you say, Alhamdulillah alladhi farada alayna at-ta'a was-sam'a, that Allah Azza wa Jal has made it compulsory upon us obedience and listening. Now you know my whole topic is on obedience and listening. This is what you call bara'atul istihlal. So this has been utilized here in the praises of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he's already explaining to you in a light way. He's hinting to us that there's something happening in this place called Dhu Salam. It is between Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarramah. So this year we have to know. Then you will see there's many other aspects, and there won't be time to go in through to each one. But if you see Majaz Aqli, what is Majaz Aqli? Majaz Aqli means you referring to something. If you take this word called, when we said mazajta, I ask you a question. If you cry, do you ask yourself to cry? Would the tears just pour out? You lost someone, you're going through some difficulty. That's part of life. The tears just fall out. It rolls down. Now, Mazajta, he's addressing it like he's got sort of control over it. This is what you call in Arabic eloquence, balagha. You're going to call this majazi aqli. You give that act such that it actually has that particular power to do this particular thing. If you say, banal amirul balad, the amir, he built the entire city. But did the amir actually build it with his hands? No. He got people to build it. So, mazajta dam'an jarami muqlatim bidami, that you caused, you have mixed the tears with blood, and this is caused to flow from your eyeball. This eloquence is there. What is this telling us? It is sort of giving the impression that it has this, and this in Arabic poetry has much more meaning. It has much more emotions, much more feelings. Then there are other aspects to it as well. If you see, in various ways, if you look at this word dam'un and damun, dam'un means tears and damun means blood, right? Blood money, dam. Or you committed a crime, so jinayat. So all of this. But here we're referring to dam'un, the tears and the blood. So in Arabic eloquence, in terms of formulating sentences, if you look at wadduha, and you go to the verse, and that is verse number 9 and 10 of Surah Al-Duha. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. So listen, taqhar and tanhar. This is what you call, it's part of Arabic eloquence. You just, one letter changes. Tanhar taqhar. Tanhar taqhar. Now this will make us appreciate the Quran Sharif. If you look at the different types of crying, and this is mentioned by Allama Ibn Qayyim Rahimullah, he's mentioned in his kitab Zadul Ma'ad. Mufti Ridaullah Haqsabs, Damat Barakatuhu, our Honorable Ustad, has put it together, Farhamni. Farhamni, he's put it like this. So, Fa, Alif, Ra, Ha, Mim, Nu, Nun, Ya. So, yeah, Fa. Let's go. There's 10 different types of crying. One type is out of happiness. You're so happy, elated. You can't understand why you're crying. We know people, they laugh. And they laugh so much, they eventually tears comes out. And you wonder, how does this happen? So you cry out of happiness. Fa, farham, farhamni. So you look at the fa, and that means khushi se rona. Khushi. Then the other fa, number two, this is out of khawf, out of fear. So we're taking the fa that comes at the end of khawf. That's how we correspond with this. Khawf, so we're still using fa, but we're using the end of the word fa, of khawf. So we're coming to khawf, fa. So to cry out of fear. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, one of the types, one of the categories of people that is going to be under the shade on that day which there will be no shade except the shade of Allah Azza wa Jal, is that person, which person? Is that person who, when he's alone in khalwat, he's totally alone and his heart is crying because of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. When last did you and I cry? Because out of just the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. He's alone, he's tearing. This is phenomenal. Those tears are valuable. Then we come, that's out of, so that's number two, khawf. Ujrat, you receive some gift, or you receive some wages, you receive your earnings, and you can't believe it. Again, you are so elated. So there, ujrat, that is for the alif that is there. Farhimni, farhamni, farhamni. That alif that's there, farhamni. Then you come to ra. So we did fa. Fa, we said, out of happiness, right? Then we did khawf. That is fear. Ujrat. So ujrat, there is the alif. Then we come to ra, farih, farhamni. We come to the ra, there is rahmat. Riqqati qalb ki wajah sirana. Because out of mercy. You just can't, you see what is happening. How the mothers love their children so much in Palestine. How the children love their mothers. The child can be underneath, we've heard of these incidents, underneath rubble upon rubble. The child is calling out, Ummi, Ummi, Ummi. That is the amount of love this child has for the mother. Rahmat. When you listen to these incidents, it makes your heart soft. They call it the heart softeners. Then tears falls out because of this. Then huzn. This is because separation or something that you lost or some depression. Huzn. So huzn, yeah, you'll say you separated from your lover. And in this instance, separation from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then meme, marad, you're crying because of your sickness. This is Allama Busairi rahimullah. He's going through this pain, doesn't know what to do, and then he's praising Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now we go to that meme, farhamni. So we did ha, ha is huzn, then we came to meme, meme is marad, so sickness. Then we go to the next one, meme again we're going to use here, because of nifaq, munafaqat. What is this here? Juta rona. To cry because of, to fabricate the situation and then act like you're crying. Like the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. Then muafaqat. Meme again we're going to use. Muafaqat. Because of that total agreement. You can't believe you've come to such a beautiful agreement after so many years. That sort of agreement. You're fighting for, now you just come to agreement. That causes a moment to, not to sob, because sob normally you use when you're crying in depression. But this causes you to lay or to, for few tears to fall down. Muhabbat mirana, to cry because of love. Muhabbat kirana. And the last one is noon. Farhamni. And this is noon. We said, why is noon? Noon is because of Buzdili. Buzdili, and this is because of cowardness. You cry. So this is it. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on us. These words are strong. Lots still to have been explained here, but Allah Azza wa Jal knows more. Why we couldn't get through the rest of it, Allah have mercy upon us and make our maghfirat. You can refer to the kitab, although it's in Urdu, and it also comes in Arabic, Ad-Durratul Farda, Sharhu Qasidatil Burda. Ad-Durratul Farda, Sharhu Qasidatil Burda. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward all our satida, and Ya Mufti Ridaul Haqsam, Tawand Barakatuhu, for assisting us with this year. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.